Hello, everyone, and welcome to this podcast. In this podcast, we are going to show you how a blind person does laundry, and this is how I do it. Whenever Griffith can, he will be doing a podcast on how he does it. So without further ado, let's get started. Alrighty, guys, so we are recording it again. As I said in the intro, we are going to be looking at how I take care of doing my laundry. So I've done beforehand to prepare a little bit better is I've already collected all my clothes from the bathroom and in my bedroom in one laundry basket, and we're going to go ahead and take stuff over to the bathroom, to the laundry room. So what I'm going to do here, so both my hands are free, is I'm going to be shutting the recorder off.
Stop button. Recording list button. Stop. Gain 0 decibels. Gain 0 decibels. Discard and delete recording. Pause button.
Or at least pause it, and we'll head back when I am in the laundry room. Okay, so we are back. I have put all the clothes in the laundry room right now. I'm just going to grab some slippers just to be sure I don't, just in case there's anything wet on the floor. I don't get wet, my feet wet. Big priorities. Oh, go. Sorry, cat. Hold on. Ooh, flip. Okay. So, first thing I'm going to do, kick this out of the way. When doing my laundry, the blind person is kind of going over here and having a look inside to be sure there's nothing there, which there isn't. I'm gonna put the phone up here so I can use my hands. I'm gonna move the basket over right in front so I can just start shoveling clothes into the washer without worrying about dropping anything on the floor. So now, now we are good. We're gonna move the basket out of the way for now. And so as you saw in the introduction to the podcast, Griff uses powder. I use these Tide Pods. So I'm gonna grab two of them. Close it. And put one on top, and then I'm actually gonna bury one under all the clothes. So, with that done, I'm gonna close the door, grab my phone here, and on the front, this is an LG washer, but this may be different on yours, so I would get Setit Help initially to tell you what to press. So I hit the power button, and you hear that. Then I'm gonna turn the dial twice, and I'll hear two dings. Do it kind of slowly so you don't overshoot what you're trying to hit. Then I'm going to, on the right of the dial, there's a start button which we're going to hit, and I don't leave until I hear the click of the door locking. And that's that. So, that is the first part, where I kind of show, you know, how I do that. After, I will go over transferring over the stuff in the dryer, what buttons to press on there, and then if I feel up to it, we'll do a little bit of folding. So, we will see you guys when the clothes are done washing. Alrighty, everyone. So, our laundry, the washing part of it at least, has been finished. So, we're going to utilize our same laundry basket here. I forgot some stuff. Okay. Well, I have an idea. Yeah, I forgot a bunch of stuff. Great. I'm gonna put one more pod in there and then run another cycle. because that was a mistake. Just gonna go one pod. Don't need a whole lot. Just be good. So I'll be back once this is done. That was my mistake.
Stop button.
So we'll be back. Okay, everyone. We are heading back to the laundry room now, because it is done. What I'm going to do is run a... Alright, so now that I've grabbed everything, we should be all good. And my hand's wet now. Okay, so now I'm going to put my phone back up here and shovel everything back into the... Shove everything into the laundry basket. Oh yeah, that's been washed. Perfect. Everything in the laundry basket. Ready to be transferred to the dryer. Again, I have the laundry basket positioned right in front of the machine to avoid anything coming out of the washer onto the floor. So now, open up the dryer. I'm going to move this out of the way, put this in front of the dryer, and start shoveling and doing everything here. Just tossing it. It's the best way to do it. Remember everything this time. And we're good. Whew. So, same thing. Gonna hit the power. Turn the knob twice. Then from the extreme right, big circle button, I'm gonna go one left. Press that twice. Then I'm gonna press... Actually, no, I'm gonna press it one more. Let's see. One, two, actually, I'll press that three times, and then the very end button, I'll hit four, and then I'll hit start. Once this is finished, I'll come back and restart it, to be sure everything is dry. All right, everyone. So, we are going to go ahead and grab our laundry here. It is on its in the middle of the second cycle, but I don't run it full because it's usually pretty dry after halfway through. So we're gonna stop it. Center it. Now we're gonna put the cell phone up here. Ugh. Come on. Come on. Okay. Oh man! Steam's hitting me in the face. I'm gonna again start to shovel. I'm actually going to take everything out one by one because I want to make sure I get the other thing. I want to get the other dryer sheet I put in there. So I'm gonna slowly take everything out until I find it. I don't, it's probably mixed in with all my other stuff. I gotta remind myself to censor out one of the clips. Oh man, that's hot. Wow. Ignore that. These are shorts. That's hot. Let's see. Ow! Flippin' heck. Touched the hot zipper. By accident. Whew. That made me jump. Stand up for a bit. Let it cool down. Ow. That hurt. You know? That hurt. So that's one thing you gotta be careful of. Is being careful to not burn yourself with hot zippers. You guys took a tumble. Okay. Let's go ahead and continue. Carefully this time. Because these are hot. I'm actually going to take my slippers off, clean feet. Just squish this down. Compress it down so it's ready to go. To receive more clothes. A decent amount of shorts, towels, that kind of thing. I'll be also demonstrating how folding works as well. I'll show you how to fold each thing. Probably not gonna fold. Ignore all that noise, guys. Just taking my time here. Making sure I get everything. Not rushing, just to be sure. Get everything here. There's the other one. Throw that away. There's no more. Perfect. So I got everything, hopefully. Pull this away. Don't tell me. Oh. I'm gonna have to censor that. Okay. So. Let's pull this. Shh. Hold on. Cat. Okay. Now, since I'm holding my phone, okay, what we do now is we, okay, all right, so, now, we've gotten our clothes in the basket, ready to be folded. So, what we're gonna do is clear out some space on my bed here so I can shove stuff. Alright, so, gonna sit on the chair here. What I'm going to actually do is lower it. Just so I'm a little more level with the bed. My cat is making noise. Okay. So, what we're going to do, put the phone over here And okay. What we're gonna do here is lift this up. All right. Onto my lap. I'm gonna lift this up higher to the bed. I'm gonna dump it on the left side of the bed. Ready to go, ready to be folded. So let's just pour it all out. Throw it. Okay. So here comes the fun part. We're gonna grab a random article of clothing, which in this case are a pair of shorts. We're gonna make sure they're not inside out by just flipping them inside out, or, you know, and kind of tell which side is which. That is really warm. It's nice. Okay. So, now we have everything. Okay, so these shorts are ready to be folded. So usually what I do is I'll do that. Kind of put it out in front of me and swing it a little bit. Kind of swing it at the ground a little bit once it's flat. Since it's warm, you can get rid of all the stuff. So now, we're going to have it laces facing up, dangling off of the bed here. So we can flatten it a little bit more. And, beautiful. What we're going to do is, with the laces top up, we're going to quickly pick it up, flip it over. Again, make sure it's flat. Okay, so we're gonna take one side and fold it to the left. And then once that's done, you can make sure your legs are against each other here, flat, like one on top of the other. You can pick it up and boom. We have a folded pair of shorts that we're gonna put on the other side. So I'm gonna grab another one as an example. What I usually do with the ones with the zipper, again, make sure it's not inside out. Gotta be careful with this because again, there are the metal buttons and zipper. Actually, that's a plastic button, but the zipper is metal. It's gonna be extremely hot. I'm gonna make sure it's not inside out. Ready to be worn again. And same thing. Ooh. Okay. Now what I like to do with this is I like to button it up just to make things a little bit easier for me. I'm going to zipper up. Oh, it's not too hot anymore. Okay. Zipper it up and put button side face down on the bed. Again, make sure everything is flat. Ready to be folded. So I'm gonna fold it to the left and line the legs up on top of the other again. Make sure it's straight. And you just carefully fold it upwards. And we got another perfectly folded shorts. Let's look at a shirt now. Here, we have a shirt. So what I usually do with this is I'm going to hold it from kind of the collar, you know, around your neck area. Take it and kind of
do the same thing, and I'm going to flip it upside down, take it from the bottom, and, you know, make sure everything's straight, not tangled up, get all the wrinkles out. Okay, so this time, we're going to put it on the bed sideways, but still face down. The front side will be facing down. Preferably if you guys have, like, you know, shirts with a rubbery type design on the front, the material. That'll be easier because that needs to face down. Once it's face down, you can kind of just go in by hand and carefully and gracefully, hopefully, set it down and get ready to fold. This one's being a little bit stubborn today. So, just carefully, we're gonna quickly reach in here and kind of bring everything out here. Bring everything out and then smooth it out. Again, it's a very delicate process, but once you get used to everything, you could get fast doing this. But speed isn't really the goal. The goal is to get this kind of neat. See, I'm taking the time to smooth everything out here. While they're warm, that's a good time to do it, so you don't have to iron it later. You know, since it's already warm, you can just get the wrinkles out by smoothing it, at least most of them, by smoothing it out. Alright. And I'm going to fold one half across, so I'm going to grab... do this again here so I can explain what I'm doing. Once we are on the bed. Okay. And things facing, face down. Design down, if you have designs on the front. What I'm going to do is, again, make sure it's smooth out. And... okay. So it's pretty much smoothed out. So I'm going to grab the end of the shirt, the bottom end of the shirt, and also the sleeve. Make sure the sleeve is good. I'm going to take it and fold it a little less than halfway over. Make sure it's smooth. Then you're going to take the other half and fold it over the other. Then you're going to take the bottom half and gracefully fold it up to the top half and flip it over. Then you can start a new pile with t-shirts. It's pretty similar for... I've actually never experienced a long sleeve because I wear a lot of t-shirts, but there you go. Let's look at underwear now. So you're going to make sure, again, if you can tell, whether it's inside out, and you're going to face the front kind of down. And, ooh, that's warm. And you're going to fold it over. Like the shorts, fold it over, and then fold it up one, and flip it, and we've got ourselves a perfectly folded underwear. I don't know if I have any pants here. Actually, this is perfect. We have a few towels we can fold or hang. I'm going to leave the towels for later. I'm just going to throw them across the bed. Yeah. So, let's fold another pair of shorts. And get these done. So, man, that is hot. Woo! Inside of that pocket is real warm. I could wear this now if I wanted to. It's nice and warm. But no, I don't need to. Make sure it's flat, wrinkle-free, or at least mostly wrinkle-free. Obviously, for shorts, it doesn't matter too much. Make sure the legs are lined up, one on top of the other. And then we're going to fold it upwards. Boom. Perfect fold. You're going to just put it on top of the pile and line it up. Got another pair of shorts here. Again, we're going to close. Ooh. Okay. That one went inside out. So we're just going to push everything right back through. Oops. Boom. Push this right through. This is the hard part, guys, is making sure you know which way everything faces. But once you get it, you'll be good. Okay. Button it up. And then zip it up. If I can. Come on. Come on. You gotta really coax it to work. There you go. I'm gonna put the buttons and the zipper facing down. Then we can focus on flattening it. These are annoying. These stiffer type shirts are annoying. There we go. So we're gonna fold it. It's the same thing with pants. You fold it over, and then this time when the legs are on top of each other with the pants, you fold it up halfway the leg, and then you fold it the rest of the way. So there you go. We got another semi-perfect fold, but where I'm putting them, they're going to get unfolded anyway because it's my wardrobe. It's a little bit of a mess, unfortunately. These are a pair of pajama pants. It's going to be interesting. It's close enough to pants, so I'll show you how to do it. Make sure everything is good. Laces are inside on this one, so there we go. Actually, these are okay. So we're just quickly making sure everything is not inside out. Make this a good fold, so we're gonna make sure all the legs are good. And so this is the last thing I show unfolding is pants, because this pajama pants and pants are pretty similar. Just gotta do it right. So we got thing on the bed. Make sure it's flat. Which, damn, I did a good job. Okay, then what we do, like the shorts and the underwear, you fold it over. Then make sure that everything is good in terms of the legs being on one on top of the other. Then we can fold this halfway. Then we can fold all the way over. And we got ourselves a beautiful, beautiful fold. Stand up here. So that is pretty much it, guys. I'm gonna go ahead and stop the recording here. That is pretty much how I do my laundry and how I do the folding. Thanks guys for listening, and we will see you in the next one. Peace.